Okay, today's daf is Ksubis daf Lamed Aleph, and we are on Lamed Amud Beis, deep into the sugyas of Kimlei Bedraba Mine, as we mentioned yesterday, the Machlokas Tanaim between our Mishnah and Rabbi Dechuni Menakana. Our Mishnah holding that Kimlei Bedraba Mine applies by Chayvei Misas Bezdin. But Rabbi Chaim Menachana says it even includes something else. What does it include? It for sure includes Chayav Krisus. Does it also include Chayav Misa B'dei Shamayim? That was the machlokas between Abaye and Rava. Abaye, who says the source is the Ason, learned out from Yosef. So he would include even Misa B'dei Shamayim, because Ason is a more inclusive Lashon, while Rava's law, Hekish, is from Molech, where you have in the Pasuk, the Molech. If we don't give Misa, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give Kares, and therefore we have a type of Hekish within the Pasuk, but that's specifically by Kares, so it's Machlok, it's Abaye and Rava. And Molech itself is not really our topic now, but there's a lot to talk about regarding Molech. I mentioned a little bit the Machlokas, whether one actually kills their children. The placement of Molech is also interesting in Parshas Achrimos. We discussed this in the Mitzvah Shiurim, why Molech is stuck in the middle of the Arayos, right? It's not in the beginning, not in the end, just in the middle. What that Dafka, that Aveira is doing there. And the one context where Molech comes up is a specific detail of Molech which is used outside. And that is, the Gemara tells us in Maseches Sanhedrin that Molech is only chayv if one gives some of their children to a Molech. If one gives all of their children to a Molech, so then they are pater. The question is, kal v'chomer, what does that mean? It should be if you give all of your children. So one suggestion is, the Marsha there discusses, that if you give all your children, it's so bad, it's so terrible, that God will have an omen so. And therefore, even Misa is not going to help you, so we just say, forget it. There's no, this the aver that was done was so extreme, so then it is not worthy of having the opportunity of having kapara through Misa. And the Kesef Mishnah and others use that Marsha and the Smag, it's really the Marsha there quoting the Smag, to explain what we discussed the past couple of days, and that is Kasher Zamam. Kasher Zamam Edim Zomin has come up, and that is Kasher Zamam Lo Kasher Asa, that difficult halacha to understand, only if I try to bring the punishment onto the witnesses, but if I actually succeeded on Pater, against the Tzukim. The Tzukim, the Mishnah tells us in the first parak in Makos, believe, no, only if you're successful. But we paskin against the stukim, kasher zamen velo kasher asa, because lasos l'achiv, your brother's still here. So how could that be? If I succeeded? So there are different days. The Ramban and Parsha Shoftim says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't have let it happen if really it is true. They must have been chayav misa for some other reason, Elohim nisa badas kel. But the Smag says maybe this is the reason, just like by Molech, that this is such an extreme case. You already succeeded, and you killed an innocent person, so God will have an omen so. It's too far. It's too much. Okay, that's one detail which of Molech that is used outside. But here's another one. Here's another detail of Molech that we use in general, and that is to teach me one of the sources for Kimlei B'derabim Minei according to Rabbi Chunya ben Akana. So Lamai Nafkamina between Rav and Abaya. So we suggested a zar that eats truma. Zar that eats truma, which is Chayav Misa B'dei Shamayim. And what the Gemara tried very hard to figure out is, so how do you get simultaneity? In order to have Kimlei B'derabim Minei, there has to be at the exact same moment. So don't you usually have the cases of Geneva before the Chayav Misa? So like here, you pick up somebody else's Chalev, and then you're Chayav for Geneva before your Achayev Misa B'dei Shamayim, or Achayev Karis for the Chalev. So we came up with a couple of different options of how it could be at the same exact moment. Maybe your friend stuck it into your mouth. And matzi lahadura al-yidei, you can only push it down, you can only spit it out with difficulty. And therefore, I didn't mention this yesterday, but therefore Rashi says, but Tosfos does not agree to this, Rashi says that there's no chiyah for gzeila, because what are you going to spit it out? It's going to be disgusting. The owner doesn't want it, the nigzal doesn't want it back. So what are you chiyah for? You're chiyah for the hana that you get. The hanas mayav that you get, that's when you're chayav, and at that moment is also when you're chayav, kares slash misa b'dei shamayim. That was Rashi. The Ritzba here in Tosfos quotes a different pshat. He says, even if you want to say if it's al yidei atzchak, so then no, you're still chayav for the gzela, for the earlier moment, that even though it's not the exact same moment in time, it's close enough for simultaneity. So that's a chiddush, without getting into the other details of the ritzba. In the end of Tosfos Lo, he says, "Demari afilu bochle delo meisi, even foods that are, don't become disgusting, ukugota katav lo chavei beis abliya, ubala v'nehene miyad, chashiv ba'in ka'achas, afalpi she'ein ka'echad mamish." Even though it's not exactly at that moment, but it's good enough. So we have that. We're going to have that discussion in a couple of minutes again. When do you have a little flexibility in terms of viewing the simultaneity? That comes up in two sugyas in Shas. Here's one of them, Kimle. And the other one is Asi Docha Lo Sase. We also have that discussion there. We had this in Yevamos in the Peites area, where you had the Tosfos that we showed him dealt with the issue of tzitzis, kilayim, and tzitzis. How do you have Asi Docha Lo Sase? And the question was, is that simultaneous? Which comes first? When's the Avera and when's the Mitzvah of Tzitzis and Kelayim? So Tosfos there discusses, well, maybe it's enough simultaneity to look at it as the same action. So this Ritzva goes on that list as well. Sugyas of almost at the same time, considered at the same time, even though it actually might not be at the same time. So that was Deah in Tosfos. So that was Mazi Al-Dura Deah Tzchak. Number two, we said, maybe Rav Papa holds if you spill mashkin into your friend's mouth. And Ravashi said, let's say you're eating truma and you, at the same time, kara shirayin shel chaveros. Let's get back to that last line, which we mentioned all the way at the end, which is already on the top of today's amud. Again, what's the case of the same exact moment? I'm drinking or I'm eating some my truma. How do I have truma if I'm a Yisrael? How do I have truma? Let's say my mother was a Bas Kohen. So let's say I yarshined truma for my grandfather, and I'm the only Yoresh, so I have truma, and it's mine. And I eat it, so I'm chayim isa b'dei shamayim, and at the same time, I rip somebody else's shirt. V'kara shirayin shel chaveiro. So that is a case where Abaye and Rava, and we would say, Pater, if you say that misa b'dei shamayim has the p'tur of kimle b'dirabi minei. So Rashi said on the top that Rav Ashi must hold Misa Lazeh V'Tashlumin Lazeh is Pater. Usually Kibbeh B'Darabineh comes from the same source. Here it's coming from two different sources, Chiyuv to one, Truma is one world, and Mazik, Karashirayin Shel Chaveiro is another world, and that's why it must be that this opinion is holding Pater. That's Rashi. Tosfos says, that's interesting, but the Gemara, when the Gemara discusses this elsewhere, it doesn't quote it as a Machlokas Amarim anywhere. Does it quote Rav Ashi as being against Rava on the bottom of the Amud, Tosfos Rav Ashi. He says, according to Rashi, it must be that Rav Ashi argues on Rava in the beginning of Masechet Sanhedrin, who says, Misa Nazeh, Vinefashos Lazeh, Misa Lazeh, V'mama Lazeh is Chayef. So it must be, according to Rav Ashi, there's a Machlokas. But you don't see that anywhere. You don't see that anywhere. It's a Machlokas. Says Tosfos, who says this is a case of Misa Lazeh, V'mama Lazeh? What does that usually come from? It usually comes up when you have two different addresses. Is Hashem a different address? If you have one Aveiro that's Beinadam Lamakom and one that's Beinadam Lachaveiro, is that Misa Lazeh Umamon Lazeh? Hashem is not another address. So, says Tosfos, why is that called Misa Lazeh Umamon Lazeh? Look at the second line in Tosfos on top. Ela al karchach chashiv Misa v'tashlumin ke'echad. You don't have to say what Rashi says, that it's Lazeh v'Lazeh. No, it's Ke'echad. However, lo mischayim Misa b'shel Adam elo l'shamayim. If it's two different people, fine, you can say Misa Lazeh v'tashlum Lazeh. Like the Gemara in the beginning of Sanhedrin, in the sugis of Motzi Shemra. So you can be chayiv Misa to the Edim and Mamon to the father. That's two different addresses. But Hashem is another address. So Tosfos says, I don't think you have to come on to what Rashi says. So, and therefore, you don't have to be limited in this Gemara to what Rav Ashi holds. Tosfos then quotes and says, you know what, I feel a little bad for Rashi. Let me try to explain what he means. V'ri ratza liyashi pirash akuntris. Maybe, let me explain what Rashi means. Why does he call this Misa Lazeh v'tashlum Lazeh? He doesn't really mean two addresses. He means two different separate, this is how we understood it, two different separate maisim that are mechayiv. Usually by Kimle, it's one action. That's mechayiv me to averos, two punishments. Here, it's two totally different actions. I'm eating shum and I'm ripping your shirt. That's what Rashi means by misa lozeh v'tashlum and lozeh. Lefi sheim beiz maisa machila shuma v'kriya shirayim. So it doesn't mean literally like the, doesn't sound that way from Rashi. It sounds like he's relating this to the sugya elsewhere. But this is what Ri tries to explain Rashi. So that is the first section of Tosfos. Tosfos then, in the second half of Tosfos, discusses Well, what's the rule in general? Mises lazev etashlum and lazev. And Tosafos, there are stevers at different gemaras. So Tosafos quotes two opposite opinions. What's the rule and what's the exception? First, Tosafos quotes like halfway down in the middle, in the medium lines. Again, as you see here, is one of the in all the yeshivas they learn Eilon Aharis. Why? Because every Tosafos here is like a whole shir. Says Tosafos, halfway down in the medium lines, v'nira l'Rabbeinu Tam derava dafka gabi edim zomimin islay demamon lazev etafashos lazev chayiv. First there, Rabbeinu Tam says, in general, Misas Lazev, Mamon Lazev, and Afashos Lazev is Pater. Even if there are two addresses, usually you can still say Kimle. Edom Zomamin is different. Edom Zomamin is an exception to the rule where you would say Chayiv. Why? Mishum de Be'inon de Tiskayim Hazama Klapi Kalechon. Because you need Hazama, you need a Kiyim of Kasher Zomam, Keneged, each of the parties that the Edom Zomamin are paying. Kasher Zomam, Lasos L'Achiv. You need every Achiv. So that's why Edom Zomamin, you would say, Misal Zev Tashlum Lazeh is Chayiv. Mashaykin, in general, the rule would be Pater. Miyu, Mama, Defashas, Bechad, Gavra, Pater. Keep it to Biskayev, Oksas, Hazomah. Avo Ba'alma, Moderava, the Mama Lazeh, Tashlum Lazeh, Pater. So what's that Rabbeinu Tam holding? What's the rule? What's the exception? The rule is Pater. Edom Zomamin is Chayiv. That's one case. And if you look further down in Tosfos, he quotes just the opposite on the fourth wide line. V'riva omer debechol makom misal lazev etashlum lazeh chayiv. No, usually the rule is chayiv. That kimlei does not allow for that. What about the case of Bava Kama, you light a fire of a gadish and the eved is there. Is he tied up? Not tied up? He says, rodef is different. That case of rodef killing somebody is different in that case. Why? Because a person is rodef to the whole world. If somebody's life is a danger, the whole world is a chiyuv. So there, that's not lazev lazev. That's everybody has, the whole world has a chiyuv. So that kind of case is different where you would say putter. But again, in mentality, those are two opposite cases. What's the rule and what is the exception? Okay. Let us now get back to the Gemara Gufa, top line here on Lamed Aleph Amid Aleph. Says the Gemara Gufa, Amar of Chizda. Modak, quoting what we had before. Modak, Rabbi Chulia ben Akana, Hag begonev chel bo shel chaveiro v'yachlo shuchayiv. Rabbi Chulia ben Akana admits, even though he has a more expanded version of Kimle Bedramine, he admits if somebody steals somebody else's chaylev and he eats it, that he's chayiv in a regular case. Not a case where we worked hard to figure out simultaneity. If I stole it from my friend, I'm chayiv. Shekfar is chayiv. V'geneva, kodim shiyavu l'dei yisr chaylev. Because I'm chayiv for geneva right when I picked it up, right when I stole it. The eating chaylev is only a couple of minutes later. Chayiv kareis then. So the chayiv mamon came first, so there's no kimlei. Says the Gemara, lema pliga to Rabbi Avin. Wow, shall we say that Rav Chizda is against Rabbi Avin? Is he against Rabbi Avin? Which is Rabbi Avin? As follows. Da'ama Rabbi Avin. Hazorik chayz bitchilas arba l'sof arba. We're getting deep into Kimle. Right? Hazorik chayz. If I shoot an arrow, four amos, and while the arrow is in the air, v'kara shirayin b'halichaso, and it tore someone's shirt while it is going. So I shot an arrow on Shabbos, and I tore somebody's shirt. So let's say the shirt, the clothesline, is hanging right at the border of Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Right? So at the same exact moment, I am chayav for Shabbos, because my arrow is going from Rosh Hashanah Yachid to Rosh Hashanah Rabim, and I ripped your shirt. So, Kimle, Pater, says Rabbi Avin, you're Pater. Why? What do you mean? I shot the arrow 10 seconds ago. So why is that? Why is that a problem? Or let's say let's just continue the case. Sha'akira tzarech anachahu. Because the akira, the uprooting of the arrow, the shooting of the arrow, is looked at as one long maisa. Tzarech hanachahu. Tzarech hanachah, it's connected to that hanachah, to the going down. And Rashi says, important lashon in Rashi here, Sha'akira tzarech anachahu. He helkach. Af agav dechiyev mamon mikame hanachah. Even though, as I formulated the case, it was at the exact moment of the clothesline, but really, I'm only chayav for Shabbos when we know for the malacha of Hotzah, you have an akira, an uprooting, and anacha, putting down. So, even though they don't come at the exact same time, you're still potter. Why? Holu bein akira v'anacha asyalei, since this act of mamon, this mazik, came in the middle, misa v'tashlumin b'an ke'achad, is considered simultaneous. Here's the line. Sha'akira tzarech anacha hi, Umeahi shaita aschala la malacha. From that moment, from the beginning, the malacha of Hotzah is not at his one moment in time. It's an extended period. It's the malacha started with the Akira, finished with the Hanacha, so it's one long Maisa, and you have the Chiyuv Mamon in the middle. So it's simultaneous, and therefore Rabbi Avin says, in this case, you would be Pater. So the Gemara suggests that isn't this against Rav Chisda? In the case where I stole somebody's chalav and I ate it. Why? Hachanami, Hagbat Sarach Achili. I picked it up, I should look at the act of stealing as one long extended, I picked it up and I bring it all the way into, you know, wherever I'm going. So it's one long extended action. What's the difference between shooting an arrow and stealing a piece of chalev? The Gemara at this point thinks, what's the difference? They're both the same thing. And therefore there is a machlokes between Rav Chisda and Rabbi Avin. Good. The question on the question is, so what's so bad about that? Well, lema pliga. Shall we say it's a machlokas? Usually the Gemara asks us on a Tana, when on an Amora, when there's a Mishnah or a Brisa against. How can he say this? It's against. But here, so what? So Rabbi Avin and Rav Chisda can argue. What's so bad about that? So the Shita of Kubetza says, well, maybe the problem is because you don't usually have a machlokas min hakatze el hakatze. You have a machlokas about one prat. You don't have somebody who says totally chayv in every case, and somebody says totally pater in another case, and there's nobody in the middle. Sometimes you have three shitas. But says the shita, that's what the Gemara is bothered by. Tahainu duchke, to Rabbi Avin yiftar, afilu hecha de karashirayin, de ein tashlumin bon mitzan malechas ha-shabbos. Rabbi Avin says pater, even though it's two totally different maisim, like we had before, the Ri and Rashi. One's Shabbos and one's Mazik. And even there, he says pater. And Rav Chisda says chayiv, Meleches Achiyev Misa Atzma that Agbashi Latzorach Achila he Gufa Avilei Mamon she is Chayiva Avagam to Latzorach Achila Avilei and Rav Chisda says Chayiv in a case where it's one fluid action, you're stealing somebody's shroom and eating it. So there is kind of like one long action, and Rav Chisda says Chayiv. Rabbi Avin has two totally separate actions, and he still says Pater. So it's kind of two extremes. That's why the Gemara is bothered. Again, if the Gemara is stuck, the Gemara will say it's an achlokas. Min akatze el akatze. But the Gemara would rather not say that. Rabbi Yosef Engel has a piece where he talks about, do you ever have a machlokas? His classic, his type of topic. Do you ever have a machlokas? Min akatze el akatze. So, this would go on the, this havamina would go on the list. So, is this a machlokas? So the Gemara answers two different answers, which are logical, which we might have been thinking of even before the Gemara says it. Hachi ashto, wait a minute, says the Gemara. There's two differences between Rav Chisda's case and Rabbi Avin's case. Two different formulations. Formulation number one, Hasam Efshel Hanacha below Akira. Over there by the arrow case, it's impossible to have the Hanacha without the Akira. Right? You can't. You have to do act part A to do part B. You have to shoot the arrow in order for it to land. Hacha Efshel Achila below Agba. But here you don't need part A. There's another way for you to eat somebody else's chalev. How? Bend down. Right? You just bend down and eat it. So you don't need the hagbah. Because you don't need the hagbah, it's not looked at as one fluid halachic action. Again, because it's not needed, so therefore it's not viewed as one halachic action, because you could just remove it in certain cases. We'll get back to it. Let's just read both lines. Inami, or the other formulation, the difference between the arrow case and the stealing case. Hasami boy la ahadura lo matzi meheder la. Over there by the arrow, once you shoot it, there's no taking it back. Once you shoot it, you can't take it back. Right? We're not like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as Rashi says in Parsha's bow, who could stop the barad in midair. Hashem shoots the barad from Shemayim, and then all of a sudden, barad starts, boom, it stops in midair, and Hashem saves it for, about 45 years, till Yeshua ben Nun, Shemesh begivon don, and then they finish coming down, for the rocks to defeat the enemy. So, by human beings, we can't stop it. Right? When the arrow shoots, so then you can't stop it. That's why it could be viewed as one long action. Hacha mati mehederla. And here, by the Geneva case, you can retract it. You can stop at any moment. That's why, again, you don't look at it as one long, fluid action. My ika bein hai lishna lahai lishna. What's the nafkamina? I could say between these two opinions. Again, now we're getting into general It's not just about the machlokas between these Amorayim. It's a machlokas in terms of whether you would say kimlei by like cases. So, l'mayin afkamina, ikabeinayu, what if you have a case of hamaver sakin berushos harabim v'karashirai ba'alichaso? You have the case of Shabbos, but not shooting an arrow, but holding a knife. So, that's an afkamina. L'hach lishna ta'amart. According to day number one, version A, that you can't do one without the other. Hachanami. So here too, you can't carry the knife without picking up the knife. So you can't do the hanacha without the akira. Lahach lishna ta'amart lo matzi mehederla. But according to the opinion number two, well, you can't stop it in the middle. Hacha matzi mehederla. Here you would be able to stop it in the middle, and therefore it would not be called one long action. And therefore, you would not say kimle b'drabamine. You would not say ba'in ke'echad in that case. Okay, two important discussions to have on these lines. One is the specific detail on the daf. It says here you could in the case of the geneva, well, you could bend down. You could bend down and you could eat it on the floor. How low are you going in your bending down? Rashi says ibay gachin lamata migimel tvachim va'achil. You bend down less than three tvachim, meaning it doesn't have to be all the way on the floor. Less than three tvachim. That's what you have to bend down. And that's already ubatzir mi gimel lav hagbahi. And less than three is already good enough. Less than three tvachim is already not called a hagbah. And therefore, it is a different way of picking something up. It's less than three tvachim. Whenever we have three tvachim, what comes up in our mind immediately? Lavud. Right, Lavud from Sukkah. If you have an airspace of three tvachim, as long as the walls of the Sukkah are within three tvachim of the ground, it's always three tvachim. That's a halacha Moshe B'Sinai of Lavud. That's not what's going on here, though. There's no Lavud here, is it? Rashi seems to be connecting Kinyan Hagbah to Lavud. And therefore, if it's Lavud, it's not called a Hagbah, because Lavud is always three tvachim. If you look in Tosfos, Tosfos says, but what do you mean? Tosfos says, "Dibrasal divay gachin machav akasha lari." What is Rashi talking about? Right, the ma shayach hagbah bedavar shu tofes biyado o bepiv tvin nasan biyado amrachman. We know from Maseches Gittin, if you, let's say, put your hand under three tvachim, and a husband gives his wife a get under three tvachim, no, that's not called a kabbalah. That's not called a kabbalah v'nasan biyado amrachman. That's a nesina. You have it in your hands. It's not three tvachim. That's not what it means. Here, what it means, Eino masrach shi gavoa gimel. You don't need three, and the other Rishonim say, even one, that's less than one tefach. Right, the rest is on the ground. Not three tvachim. Three tvachim is lavud, fine. But that's not, a kinyan yad could be under three. So one version of how to explain this machlokas is there an affinity between, Kinyan is yad kone mitam chatzer or mitam hagbah. Right, Tosva says, this is kinyan yad. Right, this is, you can put it into the person's hands. That's not subject to the rules of hagbah, where you have to pick it up three tvachim. No. It's like kinyan chatzer. Chatzer is on the ground. And Rashi seems to be relating kinyan yad to kinyan hagbah. That's one version of how to explain the machlokas. The other way to explain the machlokas, and this opens up a huge topic, that is the Shita Mukubetzes' answer, one line. So he quotes Tosis' question on Rashi, and then he says, well, maybe Rashi would say, shiny get. What's Tosis quoting? Tosis is quoting Gittin, V'nasan V'yada. The Shita Mukubetzes says, well, maybe there's no question, because maybe get is different. In the name of Tosfos, that Kinyan, you have Kinyan Hagbah, Meshicha, Mesira, V'gadola Shebekulan Hagbah, V'advarim Shadarkam Sheinikim Ela Hagbah, Hilkach Ein Lemeidin Migitin L'Darki Haknayos. Maybe the Kinyan Yad of Get is something unique. He doesn't explain it. But we've mentioned this many times before. Who does explain it? The Ksos explains it. The Ksos is Simon Reish. That's where he comes up with his Chiddush. That's quoted by many. You can't go every five daf in Maseches Gittin. This comes up. The Ksos says there that Kinyan Get is different than a regular Kinyan. Maybe we shouldn't even use the word Kinyan. We should use the word Nesina. V'nasan biyada. After all, the Ksos points out there are two uniquenesses by a Kinyan, by a Nesina's get that don't apply to any other area of halacha of Hilchas Kinyan, except maybe for Shichur Eved, which might have has parallels of La La. But there are two differences. Number one, Balkarcha. Balkarcha. You can't do a Kenyan Balkarcha. I can't sell you something Balkarcha. I can't buy something Balkarcha. Oh, Kenyanim. They can't be Balkarcha. A get can be Balkarcha Daraisa. Right? Number one. Number two, Kasvu get al Yisure Hana'a works. If I write again on something that's Asur Bahana'a. Not that it is Chiyav Sreifa, because then you might have a different problem of Kitusei Mechta Shiure. It might halachically not be there, but just something that's Asur Bahana'a. So the Gemara says that you're allowed to write again on Isure Hana. Says the Ksos, but you can't do that for other Kinyanim. So what's the difference? So the Ksos says in Simon Reish, get is different. It's just an Asina. It's not a Kinyan. And therefore, don't compare this to other cases. Nira to get shiny. To get Isha Ude Eved, right, talking about he compares Eved and Isha. Lo boy Zechia, she yiska derech Zechia. Kivan de Isha ve Eved. Bal karcha, the ezechia bisuri hana. Those are the two nafkaminas that he quotes. Elavade de gabi isha lo boi rak v'nasan biyada. V'chein be'eved. V'leket tara ezechia v'akna bal karcha. O'mihai tamen nat nira. De'alkaim al-kazali siren al-kasher. V'idol this leke ezechia. And therefore he throws in one more nafkamina. He just uses the two to explain the third. There's a concept of ba'in ke'echad. And that is, if I want to give you something, but you don't have your own reshus, but this Kenyan will give you your own reshus. So can that work? So logically, we would say, how could that work? You don't have it until after the Kenyan, but the Kenyan makes it yours. How does that work? In Isha, Mashakansa Isha Kanabaila. So how does the Isha become her get? Bon Kechad. The magical circular logic that works. I give it to the woman, and right when the woman is Kona-ed, she gets her own reshus in order for it to be Kona. Nikna. So, Bon Kechad. So does that work? This was the Ksos' starting point. Does that work by a Shtar Matana? I want to give you a field, so I'll put the Shtar Matana into the field. Can you say Bon Kechad? The Ksos says no! You can't say Bon Kechad there, because that's a magical term that's only by Get, Isha, and Shtar Shechur. Right? But other than that, no, because it's not a real Kenyan. So that's the Ksos' three Rayas in Simon Reish, but that's the Shiluk Kubetzes right here. That would be the answer for Rashi.
If you don't hold like Rashi with
right, gachin means going very low down, less than one tefach, going all the way down, right? Not limited to three tefachim. That's what he would say.
Did we say before also that you need to like still chew it and everything? We're only chayav once you swallow it. So when you pick it up, even with your mouth, you still need to chew it. And everything.
I'm saying, but still, that's simultaneous enough. Just picking it up, you don't have the other distinctions. Simultaneous enough, like we said before, from the ritzpah. Okay, the other point to mention, and again, well, this is something that we're not going to get into so much now, but the logic of the Gemara. The Gemara says, well, if you didn't need the action, then it's not defined as one halachic action. We had that once before in this Masechta, that type of svara. We had this back in the first parak about Psik Resha. It comes up the Ar Sameach, and we don't have time to go through the whole thing again now. The Ar Sameach in Hilchos Lulav quotes three or four cases of Psik Resha, which are not Psik Resha, right? There's a Mishnah at the end of Shabbos that says, not all the way at the end, but the second half of the Besechta, if I have a deer in my house and I want to go take a walk on Shabbos, so I don't want to leave my door open, right? It's security, so I'm going to close my door. But what do you mean? I know there's a deer in the house. So the Gemara says you're allowed to do that. You're allowed to do that. The Rishonim discuss, what's going on here? That's Seda. That's a Malacha on Shabbos. Why isn't that Psik Resha? So the Shiltik, the Borim in the back, and the Ran, and the Rashba, they all get into the action. So they say, oh, because closing the door doesn't always entail the Malacha of Seda. Most of the time it doesn't, so it's not called Psik Resha. Fine. But the Rishonim ask, but here, the Ran says, but here it is Psik Resha. So why isn't that called Psik Resha? That case. Or there are other cases, the case in Sukkah, Daf Lama Gimel, but the answer given by the Ar Sameach, many other examples, and that is, if it doesn't why is Psik Resha Chayev? I don't have Kavana for it. So why am I Chayev? So one approach is, it's Kilo, I had Kavana, but the other approach is that you look at it as connected Maisim. You look at it as connected Maisim, and therefore, as long as A, Vade causes B, so then you have to say it's as if you did it, even though you only had Kavana for A. So says the Ar Sameach, maybe that only applies where A and B, Vade, always have to go together. But if they don't always have to go together, then even if where they are together, it's not called one halachic action. Exactly the same svara as the Gemara right here, by Kim Levi Derabbi Minei. If they don't have to be together, then you don't look at it as one continuous action. Okay? is. That's the Ar Sameach and Hilchos Lulav, those who want to look it up again, and to remember what we discussed then. Again, if we have time at the end, we'll go through some of the other examples as well. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Gufa, right in the middle. Amar Rabbi Avin, Hazore Kheitz. Mitchilas Dalad, Lesof Dalad. In Rabbi Avin's case that we just spoke about, you shoot an arrow, Dalad Amos. I take back what I mentioned before. Mitchilas Dalad, Lesof Dalad, but was not talking about, as I said it, I was a little confused. It wasn't talking about, on the border of Shazarab and Shazayachid. It's Mitchilas Dalad, Lesof Dalad, that means Dalad Amos and Shazarabim. So it doesn't have to be Bankeach. The issue is the Hanacha afterwards. It was Dalav Shaz Rabim. Yes, I apologize. So here, save case. Hazorei Chais Mitchilas Dalav Sof Dalav Vekara Shirayin Baal Lichaso. If somebody we know Hotsa is either Rosh Shaz Rabim Rosh Shaz Yachid and vice versa, or Dalav Amos Rosh Shaz Rabim, if somebody is Zorei Chais from Mitchilas Dalav Sof Dalav Vekara Shirayin Baal Lichaso, Pater. See, it's Pater. Why? Shakir Etzarach Hanachahu. Right? Even though, again, right, not simultaneous in terms of the clothesline, like I said it, but because within this Dalet Amos, and the Chiyuv is only afterwards, but because there's a Chiyuv moment in the middle, that is good enough. So, Masiv Rav Bibi Bar Abaya. So we ask a kasha from a Tosefta. Hagonev Kis B'Shabbos. Somebody steals a wallet on Shabbos. Chayiv. I'm Chayiv, even though I carry this out. Chayiv. Shekfarnis Chayiv B'Geneva. I'm already chayiv for Geneva, right in here, Rashi quotes, this case is the case of Rishas Yachid Rishas Arabim. Higbio Rishas Bailim, Vahotzio Rishas Arabim. Right, that's the Rabbi Bibi Bar Abaya's case. Hagodif is B'Shabbos chayiv, Shekhar is chayiv, B'Geneva, call them Shiavol De'Yisr Skila. I'm already chayiv for Geneva. I picked it up, I did Hagba'ah in the Rishus of the Nigzal, the Rishus of the Nignav, and I'm chayiv Mammon already there. When I carry it out of his house, that's when I am chayiv for Shabbos. So in this case, the chayiv Mammon came first, and that is why one is going to be chayiv, and one won't apply the principle of kibbeh b'drava mineh. Rashi quotes the principle here of kinyane geneva. There's a maisa geneva, but right when a maisa geneva is done, there are also kinyane geneva. What did kinyane geneva do? Acquisitions of a ganav, even though he doesn't want to. This Kinyan Geneva, that's why he's Chayiv and Onsen. The second that he picks it up and steals it, because there are Kinyan Geneva. Rashi says, Hakba Kona B'chal Makom, V'kamola B'Shusei, Aflis Chayiv B'Onsen. Rashi says, right, when the Ganav picks it up, he has Kinyan Geneva, he's Chayiv and Onsen, and that's why here one would not apply Kimle B'Drabah B'Nei. Good, that's the Resha. But then we have Hayim Megarer V'Yotzei, Megarer V'Yotzei. What if I don't pick it up, but I drag it on the floor all the way until I cross the threshold into Rishus HaRabim? Pater, so there I'm Pater. Why? Shekhari Isser Shabbos Visser Geneva Bon Ke'echad. Because they're coming at the exact same time. Bo'in Ke'echad. Right, that's the first case where I picked it up. The Chiyav Kes Mammon is first, and here the Chiyav Mammon is at the same time as the Chiyav of Shabbos. Let's continue, and then we have an important Ramban to mention. But says the Gemara, V'yamai, why in Rabbi, this second case, or do we say there's a chiyuv in the beginning, in the ratio, when you picked it up, why don't we say, using our svara from before, sahachanami, lema hagvat, sarachosahi, why don't we say that the picking it up is one long action to taking it out, and therefore, even though technically you're already kone, right when you picked it up, but it should be looked at as one long action. Lema hagbad sarachotzahi. Why isn't it looked at as one long? And therefore, is this against Rav Avin? Rabbi Avin would be against this Tosefta. Tosas points out, not all Rishonim agree. Tosas said, well, according to the svar we said before of e matzi ladura and e matzi ladura, whether you could stop it or not, the whole question doesn't get off the ground. Because shooting an arrow can't be stopped, and you picked it up, you can stop it at any moment. So according to Daya number two, this is an obvious answer, whether you could stop it or not. So Tosva says, it's going according to the first day. Tosva says, Dibur Maschal Hacha. Tosva says, we're going according to the first day, that you need in order to get to B. Okay, so that's the Tosfos. Other Rishonim say maybe you don't have to say that. But either way, the Gemara asks, is this Akasha? Is Akasha, why don't you say here that it's Hagba Tzorech Hotzahi? So the Gemara answers, should we continue first? Okay, let's continue and then we'll get back. Hacha Mayaskinon, Kigonchik Bio Manaslat Sneo. Well, maybe the case is when you picked it up, you did not have in mind to take it out. You know what? You just have to take it out. You have to come on it to steal it, and then you're going to hide it in the person's house until after Shabbos. So when you did the Akira, you did not decide. You didn't have kavana. So at that moment, it was only a chiyuv geneva. At that moment, there wasn't a chiyuv Shabbos. Then you change your mind. So the chiyuv of Shabbos was not at the moment that you picked it up, because at that moment you weren't had enough kavana to take it out. So that's why, even if you say the svara of hagbat or chosah, you're not going to say it here. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, chiyuv gavna mi chayiv. Are you even chayiv for Shabbos at all in that case? If when you picked it, now we're saying, what are we suggesting? The chiyuv geneva comes before the chiyuv Shabbos. Says the Gemara, maybe there is no chiyuv Shabbos in that case. If at the moment that you did the Akira, you didn't have in mind to take it outside, if I'm carrying things from one side of the room to the other side of the room, and then in the middle of one of my carryings I decide to take it outside, I'm potter, I'm not chayav for Shabbos. Why? Because I didn't have kavana to do the hotza'ah when I picked it up. And therefore, that's not the malach of hotzah. Rashi and Eiravin uses the lashon of this. That's not malachas machsheves. That's not malachas machsheves. You need an akira and a hanacha and thinking about Shabbos when you do the akira and the hanacha. So here, forget that you're going to be chayiv because it's not at the same time. You're going to be chayiv because there's no chayiv Shabbos. So Gemara answers, okay, you're right. Can't say that. Lo tam amanas la tzniyo elai amanas la hotzio. You had in mind to take it out at T1. So then we're back to the question. Why don't you say it's Kimlei? Kahag Mayaskina Kisha Ahmad. You stopped in the middle on your way out. You took a break. You stopped it and you're walking out. So Gemara says, Ahmad Lamai. Well, why you stop? Ilukatev, if you just stop to like adjust the bundle on your shoulder because it's falling off. Urchehu, that's not called stopping in halacha. That's the derech. That's part of walking. Ela ba'omid lafush. So you must have stood to take a rest. You stood to take a rest. So, and that's why, that's why it's a break. The Chiyuv Geneva is finished. And the new Akira is after you stop taking a rest. And that's why the Chiyuv Shabbos is going to be later. Says the Gemara, Avala Kasef Mai. But what? If you would have stopped just to adjust it and not to take a rest, Pater, then the Halacha would be Pater. So then, Adetonis, then why in the Bryson, the Tosafta, did we bring in a new factor? Adetoni, Ayim Megaraviyot, say Pater. Why did we bring up the case of dragging it to say Pater, Niflog, Vanisti, Bidida? Just have a distinction within the same case. Bamezav, remember, and when do we say, if you picked it up, that you're going to be Chayef for Ganeva, Bomi Lafush? Will you stop to take a rest? Lekatev, pater. But lekatev would be pater because that's just adjusting. So why the Gemara have to come up with a whole new case? So that is why we're going to have to come up with a whole new pshat of that line. But just to go back for a moment, there is a crucial comment from the Ramban right here in the name of the Raivin. Asks the Ramban, why is it the case of, what does the Gemara say in the Seifa? The case of where you drag it, where you don't pick it up, you're going to be chayiv. You're going to be chayiv in that case, right? You're going to be pater in that case because it's bon ke'echad, right? The Shabbos and the chiyuv. Ask the Ramban, why are you chayiv for Shabbos at all in that case? If you do not pick something up from the ground, but you just drag it, are you going to be chayiv for Shabbos going from one rishus to another rishus? The Gemara in Shabbos, he quotes, Daf Chesam Abayz in the first parak, talks about, let's say you have a huge thing that you can't lift up. Let's say a huge branch. So you pick up one end of it and you flip it over and now it goes onto the other side. Then you flip up the other end and you pick it up and you keep flipping it over and over again. The Gemara there in Shabbos says that's not called an Akira. And therefore you're not going to be chayiv for Shabbos. So why? You're not going to be chayiv. So why over here are you going to be chayiv if you never picked it up? That's the stira. Go wherever Yotzi. The Gemara says here you're going to be chayiv for Shabbos. And you're going to be poter for Kimlei. And over there, there's no Akira. That's the kasha. Says the Ramban in the name of the Ravid. Dechi be'inon hagba hanimili b'megarer arba amos b'rishus harabim avo b'motzi mirishus ayachid l'rishus harabim akiras rishus akirahi ukemagbiohi. Wow. Says the Ravid. We know there are two types of hotzah. There's hotzah me'rishus l'rishus, and there's hotzah dalaramas l'rishus harabim. Maver dalaramas, a halacha l'moshe misinai. The Gemara tells, halacha l'moshe misinai. Says the Raivin, there's a major difference between them in halacha. For dalaramas l'rishus harabim, you need a hagbah. You need to lift it up. And for switching rishus, you don't. Because by definition, switching rishus is called a hagbah. And the Tosos Chaim, Rav Menachem Zemba, expands upon this in the Tosos Chaim. In Simon Tes, he says, V'kabanaso, the Eishtrei Gavnei Akira. There's two types of Akira, uprooting. There's a physical uprooting and a halakhic uprooting. Physical is uprooting if I pick it up. Halakhic, if I switch rishus. Even though I didn't touch, pick it up from the ground. That's enough of an Akira. Da'achas Akira's Akbam in Akarka. Habez Akira's Arashus. Masha Okro me Rashus Shahya Omebo. Vehechniso le Rashus Acher. Unbelievable Riven. Right here. The Riven in the Ramban, right here. In Ksubis. You can't learn Hilchot Mesach HaShabbos without that Riven. Right? That's what he, but it's right here. That's what he quotes. Avamosi Rashus Yelam Shaz Arabim. Shnei Rashu Yoson. Hein lo be'inam klal Akira's Akbam. Elabazet Atzmo Shotzio me Rashus Shahya Bo. Mechshiv Akira. Right, and that's why the Ramban says, in the name of the Ravid, it's not a stira between the two Gemaras. Okay. Is there a Hanacha there? It's Hanacha in the new Rishus also. Going from one Rishus to another Rishus, that's already called an Akira and a Hanacha. Lechora. Yeah. Okay, Viter. Back to the Gemara. Third line. Ela, so we're stuck. We're stuck because we still think there's a stira. Meaning, in the case where I stole something on Shabbos and I'm walking out, I'm going to be chaya for that. Ask the Gemara, why are you chaya for that? You should say it's one long action of taking it out, and it should be looked at as simultaneous. So answers the Gemara, Ela Hamani Ben Azahi. It's Ben Azai, Damar Mahalek Ka'omei Dami. Ben Azai says, Mahalek is Ka'omeid. When I'm walking, it's as if I'm stopping at every moment. So therefore, the Geneva is finished before, and I'm stopping at every moment. That's why it's before Shabbos. We'll get back to Ben Azai. Let's just finish the Gemara. Aval Zorik Mai Pater. But even according to Ben Azai, what would he say about Zrika? That would be Pater, because there you don't say Mahalik. You don't. It's not called stopping at every increment of time. So Niflug V'Nisnibidida. So why don't you Mahalik within Bamed V'Ramamurim B'Mahalik? So even if it's Ben Azai, why don't you say within the same case? When do we say that you're Chayev only by Mahalik? Aval Zorik Pater. So why don't you say that case? So Magara Vyotzi Yitzrichale. No, there is still a Chiddush by the dragging case. Sagadai de Chamina Ein Derech Otzah Bakach. You might say, Ein Derech Otzah Bakach. And therefore, Rashi says, there's no Chi of Shabbos. Masma for Rashi. There still would be a Chi of Geneva. You don't need to be take something in the normal way to be Chi of Geneva. Only Chi of Shabbos would be Kamash Malan. That's the Chiddush. That's the Chiddush that you're chayev even for Megarer. Again, there's something amazing on Ben Azai, but I want to finish first, and then Beit Hashem will say it at the end. Says the Gemara. Ubimai. So what is the case that we're talking about anyway that you're dragging it to on the ground? That now we said you're going to be chayev for Shabbos. Ibaravr, and that's unusual, and therefore the Chiddush of the Mishnah of the case is that you're still going to say Kimlei. Ibaravr ve Urchehu. If it's something very large that's not usually picked up, then it's normal to drag it. We wouldn't say Ein Derech Otzal. Ibazutre Lav Urchehu. And if it's something small, it's not normal. Elabemitzi is something medium. Right? Not too big, not too small. Just right. Right in the middle. Right? It's mitzi. And therefore, it's big enough. It's small enough to say it's ein derech, but it's small enough to, be a chayef. Uda afke lehecha. And where are you taking it out to? By the gorer. Ida afke l'rishas harabim. Are you taking it out to rishas harabim? Isser Shabbos, ika, isser geneva leka. You're not chayef for geneva then, because mishicha is only chayef in rishus hayachid. It's not chayef for rishus harabim, and therefore you're not going to be chayef for geneva if you're taking it out to rishus harabim. And Tosfos here has a crucial line, and there's a kinyan dalat amos. That's a kinyan derabanan. Why aren't you chayef that? That's even rishus harabim. Tosfos says that only applies where there's a need, like by get or by mitzia. It's not that Chazal made that takana dalat amos. You know, every case. Poor line of Tosfos. But if it's Rishus Arabim, you're not chayef for Geneva. Idaf Gila Rishus Ayachid. If your Rishus is next door to the other guy's Rishus, is there Geneva, Ikik, or Shabbos Leka? So where'd you drag it to? Now we know what you dragged. Something medium. But where'd you drag it to? Lo Tzricha Da'af Gila Side Rishus Arabim. Oh, a medium Rishus. It's like a sidewalk, kind of. Side Rishus Arabim, a place right next to the street, but they had a barrier, a semi-barrier between the street and the side, so the wagons wouldn't push into the side and give people a place to, like a protection area next to the Rishus HaYachid. See the Rishus HaRabim. So Gemara says, Ukeman. So who are we talking about? E Karebi Eliezer, Damar, Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaRabim, Damu. You have the same kasha. If it's like Rabbi Eliezer, so Isser Shabbos, Ika Isser Geneva Lekka, because he holds it's like the street. You treat it like the street. Ikra banan dami ti dibrishas rabim lav kurishas rabim damu. And if you say it's not like the street, Isser Geneva Ika, Isser Shabbos, Geneva Ika, Isser Shabbos Lekka. So we're still stuck. So the Gemara answers, three answers. La olam k'Rabbi Eliezer. Really, it's like Rabbi Eliezer. That Rabbi Eliezer holds it's like Rishus Arabim. V'chiyam Rabbi Lazar, tzidei Rishus Arabim k'Rishus Arabim damu, hanimilu lin yechiyuva de Shabbos. He said it's Rishus Arabim regarding Shabbos. Why? The zimnin d'dachki Rabbim v'ayli lahasam. Sometimes it's so crowded in the street, people end up being pushed into there. Avalenian mikna kani, but it's private enough to be kone. My time at alo shrichi rabim. Number one chiddush. Rav Ashi Amar kigon shetziref yado lamata mishlosha v'kiblo. No, what did I do? I put my hands next to my other hand under three tachim. Here we're talking about hagbah. I put my hand there and I put it into the other hand. Ukidarava damarava yado shalda chashuva lo ka'arba al arba. A person's hand is considered dalad by dalad. Tvachim, and therefore, it is allowed to dalad amos, and therefore it's possible to, be kone in that way, even in Rishus Harabim. Even in Rishus Harabim. Right, that's what Rashi says, Siref yado hashniel lepachos bishlosha samach lakarka, within three tvachim, ubi yado achas girara v'chulu, and that's what Rava says regarding Shabbos. And just like Rashi is, regarding Shabbos is considered a makom, Lenin Kinyan is also called a makom. Ravacha masni hachi, Ravina masni, Ravina says a third pshat. Maybe there's a machlokas about our assumption. La'olam da'afki l'rishas arabim. Over rishas arabim nani kana. Maybe mashicha works in rishas arabim. Machlokas amorayim. Whether mashicha, pulling something, is kona in rishas arabim. V'travayu b'diyuka da'amas isa kamiflagi. And it's a machlokas about what is the ikker line in the following Mishnah. Titzan, the Mishnah says in Baba Kama. Hayamoshcha v'yotze umeis b'rishas bailim. So I'm pulling somebody's animal. And it dies before I got it out. Birshus Bailim. Patur. So I am Patur in there. I'm stealing somebody's animal and I never got it out of the Rishus of the person. Patur. I'm not Chai for Onsid yet because I didn't take it out of his Rishus. Higbiyo Shahotzio me Rishus Bailim. If I picked it up or I got it out of his Rishus, who makes and the animal died, Chayiv, then I'm Chayiv. Ravina Daik mi Resha, Ravacha Daik mi Seifa. Ravina Daik mi Resha. Ravina is Medaik from the Resha, the first line. Hayamoshcha v'yotze umeis Birshus Bailim Patur. If it died in the Rishus of the Bailim, so then I'm Pater. It's not in my Rishus yet. Time of the Mace Rishus Bailim. Ha Hotzio May Rishus Bailim a Mace Chayef. If it's still in Rishus Bailim, I'm Pater. But if it's out of Rishus Bailim, even in Rishus Arabim, I'm gonna be Chayef. That's one Diyak. Ravacha Daik Mi Seifa. Ravacha is Medaik from the Seifa. Higbio Osh Hotzio. We compare. Hotza Adumya Dahagba. We compare taking out to picking up. Ma'agba da asi the rishusay. Just like picking up, it's mamish in your rishus. Afotza nami does the rishusay. So to hotza only if it's mamish in your rishus, which means in your rishus hayachid. L'ravacha kasha reish l'arvina kasha seifa. What does each one of them do with the other one's diuk? Reish l'ravacha lo kasha. Kama de lo asi the rishusay. Rishus bailam karina bay. No, Ravacha would just say, what does it mean? Out of your rishus. It means it has to be in your rishus, and it's called rishus bailim as long as it's not in your rishus. Even rishus arabim is called rishus bailim. Seifa, meaning it means mecheskas bailim, the Ritva says. Seifa l'ravina lokasha, hotza d'midagba lo amrinan. You don't have to compare the two verbs in the seifa. Fine, again, there's a lot more here, but just to mention one other point. Tosfos asks, back on Ben Azai. Ben Azai says, mahalach is ka'omi dami. Every time I'm walking, it's as if I'm stopping every second. Asks the Tosfos, so how is there ever a case of Mavar Dalad Amos or Rishus Arabim? According to Ben Azai. You're stopping in every second. How is there ever a case of Mavar Dalad Amos? So, Tosfos says, Halach Moshe B'Sinai, you gotta say it works. The Yerushalmi quotes the same question. We don't have this Yerushalmi, but the Rishonim, the Ritva, the Ramban, all quote this Yerushalmi. They quoted, it's the Ritva in Shabbos where this comes up. Oh, the Yerushalmi says, how does Ben Azai say Mavar Dalad Amos? If you jump. Kofitz. If you jump from one Dalad Amos, you gotta have be a good jumper. If you jump from one side Dalad Amos, right, I don't know, 6 to 8 feet, you have to be a long jumper, you jump that, so you don't say Mahalik Ka'omi Dami, that's every time you put your foot down. But here you didn't put your foot down. But Kofitz, that's the Yerushalmi. Fine. Asks the Ritva though. Asks Reb Leibel Eger. Asks his father, he says, Avakasha though. This is quoted a little bit in Rosh Hashanah and Daf Chav Tes. But what do you mean, Rav Ben Azai also holds, like Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva says, Kluta Kamisha Hunchadamya. Which means if something is in the air, is as if it's stopped on the ground. So jumping doesn't help you. Right? You say jumping helps because you jumped. That solves the halakha omi dami. But it doesn't solve kluta kamisha hunchadamya. So that's the kasha is, so kluta kamisha hunchadamya. I'm sorry, that's the Ritva asked that in Shabbos. That's a kasha. Fine, but let's get back to that for a sec in a minute. Rabbi Leibel Aker's question was, such a strange case. You're jumping. Gzeira shemi yevarena daladamas versarabim. Rabbanim made a gzeira by a milsa de la shricha. Right? The only case you need to be chai for daladamas is by jumping. And how could the Rabbanim make such a gzeira? Says Rabbi Leibel Aker. No. It's usually something unusual. But running and jumping to do a mitzvah, that's very common. That's a milsa de shricha. Somebody, that's Rabbi Leibel, the Hasidish son of Rabbi Kiv Eger. Right? He was the one that made the suggestion. Right? He says, when it comes to, jumping to do a mitzvah, that is something shchiach. And just one other point that I heard, I don't remember who said this, but, maybe it's Ben Azai l'shitaso. Ben Azai says in Pirkei Avos, have a ratz l'mitzvah kala kevachamura. Cause that's not Purim Torah, but it fits in beautifully, but it's, have a ratz l'mitzvah kala kevachamura. So Ben Azai specifically says, jumping to do a mitzvah is shchiach, and that's why, that's the case of Mavra Daladamas versus Aram that you're chayev for kofitz, and that's why Rabba can make a gzeira, cause it's called a milsa de shchicha, not a milsa de lo shchicha. Okay, I have to stop here. Tomorrow's daf Eshem will be put up from the last cycle. We'll pick up after that. Okay, we'll stop.